ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So, because today is the auspicious occasion of Lord Jagannath's Rath Yatra, so we won't be conducting the usual Bhagavad Gita class. Instead, we'll speak some of the glories and pastimes of Lord Jagannath. So in spiritual life, there is jnana or knowledge which one can acquire by studying the scriptures. But that jnana alone is not sufficient. Simply reading the scriptures, that is not sufficient. A person is considered more advanced when he has got vijnan, that is realized knowledge. And someone is still higher if he has not just vijnan, that is realized knowledge, but to apply that realization in a very caring way. That person is a person with true substance. First there is knowledge, then there is scientific understanding of that knowledge, experienced knowledge, realized knowledge, and then the application of that knowledge in a very caring way. That makes a person truly glorious, all three features. And the Supreme Lord is the most glorious of all personalities. He has knowledge, definitely, because he is the source of all knowledge. So he has complete knowledge. He is the source of all knowledge, in fact. Vedeshcha sarver ahameva vedyo, Vedanta krit veda videha cham. The Supreme Lord is the compiler of the Vedanta or the Vedas. He is the origin of all Vedic knowledge. So, jnana is emanating from him. Definitely, he himself possesses jnana. But then the Supreme Lord, he is also the source of all vijnana, the source of all realizations, of how a living entities, they can be happy only when they serve him. The Lord knows it more than we know. The Lord knows that any living entity, he can be completely happy and blissful and joyful only when he serves him. And so, when a soul decides not to serve the Supreme Lord, then the Supreme Lord feels for the suffering of that particular soul. Because the Lord knows that this person cannot be happy without serving me. Not only does he have that knowledge, but he has that feeling, that realization that this person cannot be happy, and he feels for every conditioned soul who chooses not to serve him. And not only does the Lord feel for every suffering conditioned soul in this world, but he applies that compassion in a very caring way in this world. So the Lord is the most perfect personality, who has jnana, vijnana, and who applies both these principles to this material creation in a very caring way. So the Lord is always meditating on how to somehow inspire the living entities within this world to turn back to His loving service. And so the Lord enacts so many pastimes. Krishna says in the Gita that Yada yada hi dharmasya glaner bhavati bharata abhyuttanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham. Whenever there is discrepancy in following the principles of dharma, whenever living entities become more and more averse to serving Him, the Lord advents to inspire, to motivate, to help the living entities turn back to His loving service. And the Lord descends in so many ways. He Himself incarnates as Lord Krishna, as Lord Ramchandra, as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, etc. Then He incarnates in the form of His scriptures like the Srimad Bhagavatam. And then the Lord incarnates in the form of His Archa Vigraha, His deity form. And one of the deity forms in which the Lord incarnates Himself is Lord Jagannath. So this Lord Jagannath is Lord Shri Krishna Himself, who has come to attract the living entities back to His loving service. And He enacts pastimes which glorify His caring nature for His devotees. And when we hear about how Lord Jagannath is so loving, so affectionate and caring to His devotees, His Bhakta Vatsal Jagannath, we become inspired to serve Him also. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarva dharman prityajya mam ekam sharanam vraja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami masucha. Abandon all varieties of religion, just surrender to Me and become My devotee. And in this way you will become free from all fear, free from all miseries, freed from all troubles and worries of life. You will become happy once again. But when we hear that we should surrender to Krishna and we have to become His servants, many times people become threatened. The conditioned soul of this world become threatened. They become scared. They become afraid. Oh, I am going to lose something. So the Lord, in the form of Jagannath especially, He enacts pastimes by which we understand what kind of a person He is, what a sweet personality He is, what a caring person He is, what a loving and affectionate person this Lord Jagannath is. And when we hear it, then we become inspired. Oh, if I have to develop a relationship with such a person, there is no loss. I will indeed be happy by this connection, by this relationship. By surrendering to such a person like Lord Jagannath, I have got nothing to lose. I'll only become more happy. I'll only gain in life. So the Lord performs beautiful pastimes which display His sweet and loving nature. So we'd like to speak some of these pastimes for our own purification, and so that we'll all be inspired to come more and more closer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So once it is said that in the state of Orissa, there was a king of the Ganga dynasty, and his name was Purushottam Dev. So once he went on a tour to South India from Orissa. And when he was in the kingdom of Kanchi in South India, he met the king there. And the king proposed that I have got a daughter whose name is Padmavati. And please, it would be nice if you married her. And the king was very pleased by this proposal. And he agreed to the proposal and he went back to Orissa, to his kingdom. And this king, Purushottam Dev, he was a great devotee of Lord Jagannath. So the festival of Rath Yatra was soon approaching. And during this period, the king of Kanchi, he sent his minister to Jagannath Puri, to the kingdom of Purushottam Dev, with the official proposal for his daughter being the wife of the king. So the minister went to this kingdom. Purushottam Dev gladly received the minister, took nice care of him, and then King Purushottam Dev, he suggested to this minister that anyway the Rath Yatra is going to come soon. So why don't you attend this Rath Yatra and then you go back to Kanchi? So the minister agreed. It's a very great festival. It's a privilege to be able to attend this Rath Yatra festival. On the day of Rath Yatra, as is the custom, Lord Jagannath, he is placed on his chariot. And lakhs of people come on this occasion to pull the chariot of Lord Jagannath and receive his mercy, accepting themselves as a servant of the Supreme Lord. He is Jagannath, the Lord of the universe. So even the king, it is the tradition and it is the custom that even the king, before the Lord starts riding on his chariot, he takes a golden broom and sweeps the street in front of the rath before the procession starts. Signifying and showing that even the king of this world is a servant in front of the Lord of the universe, Lord Jagannath. And Purushottam Dev was actually a great devotee of the Lord. For him, sweeping the street was not just a ritual. He did it in a genuine mood of service to the Supreme Lord. And so with great happiness and joy, he took the broom and started sweeping the street in front of Lord Jagannath. At that time, the minister of Kanchi, he was watching the whole scene. And he was confused. What is this going on? He couldn't understand that this is an act of devotion. That the king, even though he is so great, still he accepts subordination to the Supreme Lord as a devotee. He couldn't understand his devotional sentiments. He felt, how is it possible a king becoming an ordinary person, an ordinary street sweeper? The work of the Chandalas, the lower caste people, the king is doing, what kind of a king is he? So many times people become bewildered. They don't understand that even the biggest person in this world actually is nothing before the greatness of the Supreme Lord. Like I remember that when I was studying at IIT, I used to go home in the vacations and my mother used to inquire from me, "So what do you people do?" And I used to narrate what the activities of the devotees are. And then somehow I mentioned to her that one of my seniors who has passed out from IIT, he has become a cook in the temple and is cooking for the Lord daily. And she had the shock of her life. With all this IIT degree, he has learned so much of technology for years together. And then at the end, he's becoming a cook. Because a cook, he hardly gets any salary. One of the lowest paying jobs in all places. So by external vision, she couldn't understand that an IITian becoming a cook, what is this going on? But those who are in the devotional line, they understand that the highest person becomes the lowest in front of the Lord. And any service, however low it might look externally, becomes the highest service when it is offered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ultimately, everyone is looking for what? Even if one has a big degree, he might be earning big money by a big job in a big company. But ultimately, the purpose of all his endeavor is to become happy. But a person who might be doing the lowest job for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because he is doing it with devotion, his heart is filled with joy, which is incomparably more than the amount of joy experienced by a person working in a big company. Person working in a big company has big anxiety, big worries, even though he might get big money, still is miserable. But ultimately, if the goal of life is happiness, and if that happiness is obtained by serving the Supreme Lord, an intelligent person will definitely accept that service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Purushottam Dev, he was sweeping in this spirit of devotional service to Lord Jagannath. And the minister of Kanji, he couldn't understand. So he went back to his kingdom and he told the king, "My dear king, you don't know what a blunder you have made. This person to whom you are going to give your daughter in marriage, he is a street sweeper in Orissa. I personally, with my own eyes, witnessed him sweeping Grand Road in Jagannath Puri." Radha Gopinath Bhagavan ki jai. So the king of Kanchi also became worried. I don't know what kind of a person I am giving in marriage, my dear beloved daughter. So he immediately cancelled the marriage deal, saying that I don't want to marry my loving daughter to a street sweeper. Immediately Purushottam Dev became angry, because it was an insult to not just him but to Lord Jagannath. He was more concerned about the insult to Lord Jagannath. This insult to Lord Jagannath, that the servant of Lord Jagannath is minimized. So immediately he waged war against the king of Kanchi. The king of Kanchi said, this king of Kanchi was a great devotee of Ganesh. So he said, "I am ready to fight the war on one condition, that if I win, then your Jagannath Baldev Subhadra will be placed behind Lord Ganesh. If you win, then I'll place Ganpati behind Jagannath Baldev Subhadra." Purushottam Dev agreed. And the fight started. It was a fierce battle. And very soon, the camp of Purushottam Dev caught fire. It was a great setback. So he came back to Lord Jagannath. "My dear Lord, it is a question of your reputation as a Lord of the universe. please help me in this war. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is very kind to his devotees. The devotee is always concerned about the welfare of the Lord, and the Lord is always concerned about the welfare of his devotees. So the Lord in a dream told King Purushottam Dev that don't worry, both myself and Baldev will personally help you win this war. And Purushottam Dev was very happy. So then, the army of Purushottam Dev started marching towards Kanchi. And with the army, along with the army, marched Jagannath and Baldev themselves. Jagannath, both of them took form of soldiers. And Jagannath rode on a black horse. And Balram rode on a white horse. And while they were riding, they came to the Chilka Lake, which is close to Jagannath Puri. And they became very thirsty. This is the pastime of the Lord. He exhibits thirst sometimes to exchange love with his devotees. So he became thirsty. And there was a woman who was selling buttermilk. So Jagannath and Balbhadra, in the form of soldiers, they asked this lady, "Dear lady, we are very thirsty. We are soldiers fighting on behalf of King Purushottam Dev. So we want buttermilk." Her name was Manika. So she happily gave all the buttermilk for Jagannath and Baldev to drink. Both of them drank the buttermilk to their full satisfaction. Manika asked for money. And both of them replied, "We don't have any money. We are ordinary soldiers in the army of King Purushottam Dev." And she started crying. "I have no other means of livelihood. Give me some money. Give me some money." So one of the soldiers, he took out his ring, which looked very valuable, and gave it to Manika. And he told her, "When the king comes with his army, after some time, you show this ring to the king, and the king will give you all the money. Don't worry." So the lady was very happy. And the two soldiers rode ahead. And very soon, King Purushottam Dev arrived there. And Manika, she showed that ring to Purushottam Dev, saying that one of your soldiers gave this ring to me after drinking buttermilk, and you are supposed to give me the payment of the buttermilk. So Purushottam Dev held the ring in his hand and was surprised. It was no ordinary ring, it was the diamond ring of Lord Jagannath himself. And Purushottam Dev understood that Lord Jagannath and Balram, they have joined my army as ordinary soldiers to help me to fight on my behalf. And with full confidence, he marched to Kanchi. And there was a fierce battle. And all the soldiers observed that there are two new soldiers in Purushottam Dev's army. And these two new soldiers were fighting with great vigor and great enthusiasm. And nobody was able to defeat them. And so the king of Kanchi was totally defeated. So after the king of Kanchi was defeated, Purushottam Dev arrested his daughter Padmavati. And he took the daughter Padmavati from the kingdom of Kanchi and told his minister, her father called me a chandala, a street sweeper. So what you have to do is, you have to search the best street sweeper in Orissa and marry this daughter of Kanchi to him. And Padmavati, the daughter of the king of Kanchi, started crying like the small child. I'll be married to a Chandala. What will be my future? I'll become very poor. And she also had affection for Purushottam Dev. So in this way, the daughter of the king of Kanchi was brought to Orissa. And the minister was very intelligent. So he told yes to the king and gave shelter to Padmavati, the daughter of the king of Kanchi, at his own home and took nice care of her. And meanwhile he told the king, I will choose the best street sweeper as a match for Padmavati. So the next year the Rath Yatra came. And on the day of the Rath Yatra, early in the morning, the minister told Padmavati, today you should dress up very nicely. Today is your marriage. So Padmavati started crying. She thought that the minister has already chosen a nice street sweeper for me. So the minister said, don't worry, I'll take care. So the Rath Yatra was about to start. And the king with his golden broom went in front of Jagannath's chariot and started sweeping. And soon the minister came to Purushottam Dev and started telling him, my dear king, as per your order, I have chosen one very nice street sweeper for Padmavati. And the king said, oh, that is very good news. Do the needful, get her married. But now don't disturb me, I am very busy. But the minister added, but my dear king, in my search I found out that you are the best street sweeper. Because the sweeper who sweeps in front of the cart of Jagannath, who can be a better sweeper than him? And hearing the wit and the wisdom of his minister, King Purushottam Dev was very happy. And then the minister brought Padmavati and got Purushottam Dev married to her. So this particular place where Jagannath and Baldev drank milk, buttermilk, from the hands of this woman Manika, that place is still there. And Purushottam Dev gave many villages as gift to Manika. And that particular village where the buttermilk was drunk is called Manika Pattana. It's still there in Orissa, which signifies this particular beautiful pastime, which shows the Lord's merciful disposition towards his devotees. Jagannath Swami Ki. We'll tell one more pastime of Lord Jagannath. There was one tailor in Delhi. His name was Parmeshti. So this tailor, he was a devotee of Lord Jagannath, but externally he was very ugly and he was a hunchback. So this tailor was so famous that even the Sultan of Delhi, many times he used to have this tailor stitch for him. So one day the Sultan of Delhi, he found some very nice cloth, Shahi cloth he found. And so he told this tailor, Parmeshti, to make two nice pillows for him out of this cloth. Pillow covers from this cloth. So Parmeshti saw this beautiful cloth. So beautiful this cloth was. And a devotee of the Lord, he is always in the mood of giving the best to the Lord. So as soon as he saw this cloth, he felt that this class should be used for Jagannath. A conditioned soul, when he sees something very nice, he feels like using it for himself. Whenever he sees some night eatable things, he feels that, wish I could eat it. But a devotee, a true devotee of the Lord, whatever nice he sees, he always wants it to offer it to the Lord. There is a spontaneous thought that comes to his mind. So we can see at what level of advancement we are by seeing what spontaneous thoughts we get when we see something nice. So this Parameshti, as soon as he saw this beautiful cloth, the first thought that came to his mind is, this should be used for Jagannath. The pillow which is made of this cloth should be used for Jagannath, not for this king, this Sultan of Delhi. So he made those two pillows. And then the time was of Ratyatra came. On the day of Ratyatra, Parameshti was meditating. Oh, the Lord is coming out of his temple now. The Ratyatra cart is ready. And the Lord is coming out, being brought by his devotees. And the whole ceremony is called Pahandi or Pandu Vijay. The Lord goes in a very majestic way, being pulled by ropes. And then the Lord is placed on one pillow. Then the rope is pulled and then he's taken ahead and placed on another pillow. In this way, the Lord proceeds towards his cart in a royal manner. And Parameshti is meditating how the Lord is proceeding from the temple to the Ratyatra cart. And then in his meditation, he sees that the devotees of Jagannath, they're pushing the Lord ahead. And then the Lord is lifted from the pillow, taken ahead and again placed. Again on the same pillow. And now when the Lord is placed on the pillow breaks. And Parameshti in his meditation, he is thinking, oh, the Lord's pillow has broken or it has torn. Now I have got two pillows. I'll give one pillow to Jagannath to use. So in his meditation, he gave one of the pillows to Jagannath. And immediately the Lord accepted the pillow and rested on Parameshti's pillow. And Parameshti was very satisfied. But to his amazement, he saw that actually in his tailor shop, there was only one pillow left. Actually, the Lord had accepted one of the pillows. The Lord is Bhaktavatsal. He doesn't see the externals. How far is Delhi from Jagannath Puri? Even courier services will take long time. But the Lord instantly, even email will take a long time to go. Instantly the Lord accepted the pillow. Parameshti was happy like anything. At the same time, he became very fearful. Because now he'll be punished by the king, the Sultan of Delhi. But he thought, the Lord is the Lord of the universe. Who is fearful of the Sultan of Delhi? No problem. So the Sultan called Parameshti. Sultan asked, I told you to make two pillows. But there is only one pillow here. Where is the other pillow? Parameshti said, Lord Jagannath took it for his personal use in Jagannath Puri. He's the Lord of the universe. Everything belongs to him. So the king said, I am not in any devotional mood. I am not in bhava now. So don't talk such nonsense to me. How is it possible? Sri Kshetra Purushottam is so far away. How can the Lord take your pillow? Within one day? Parameshti said, that's the only answer I can give you. You can do whatever you want with me. So the Sultan, He arrested Parameshti, put him in the prison house, tied his hands with ropes, put shackles on his legs, and closed the door of the prison house, and left Parameshti to starve and die. So Parameshti was alone in the dark dungeon, and he started praying, "O Lord of the universe, if you so desire, please protect me." And praying in this way, he fell asleep. So the Lord, who is Bhaktavatsal, he appeared in the dream of Parameshti. And he told Parameshti, "Do not fear, I am there to protect you." Immediately, the Lord appeared in front of Parameshti in four-armed form and released all the ropes from his hands and removed his shackles. And then the Lord placed his lotus feet on Parameshti's head, and immediately Parameshti's hunchback was gone, and he became very beautiful, very handsome. Next, the Lord went to Sultan's palace. Sultan was sleeping on his bed, and in the dream, Lord Jagannath came to Sultan. And he told Sultan, "Don't you know that this position you have got is only by my grace? Without my mercy, no one can possess any wealth. No one can possess any riches. Everything that belongs to anyone in this world ultimately belongs to me. So when Parameshti gave you that pillow, did he give me your father's property? It was my property, not your father's property. What right do you have to punish my devotee Parameshti? If you don't release him, if you don't honor him properly now, if you don't beg forgiveness from him, then I'll destroy your entire dynasty." And then Lord Jagannath whipped the Sultan on his back a couple of times. And Sultan woke up and he thought it's a nightmare. But then he saw his back and he saw marks on his back, and he realized, who was that person who had come in my dream? That must be the Supreme Lord, Allah. So immediately went to the prison and he opened the doors of the prison house. And he was surprised to find that now Parameshti was beautiful, handsome. His hunchback was gone. Immediately he fell at the feet of Parameshti, begged forgiveness from him, and accepted Parameshti as his Rajguru, as his royal advisor. He took Parameshti with great honor, great respect, placed him on his best elephant, and took him on a procession throughout New Delhi. Old Delhi, not New Delhi. Old Delhi. So in this way, Parameshti was honored, and all the necessities of his life were provided by the king, who maintained him with great respect and honor. So in this way, Lord Jagannath, in exchange for a simple pillow, he gave Parameshti everything. And then, at the end of life, Parameshti went back to the spiritual world. So in this way, Lord Jagannath showed that anyone who gives anything to him with devotion, the Lord reciprocates beyond one's imagination. Jagannath Swami ki jai. There was one more devotee of Jagannath. He was a great priest in Lord Jagannath's temple. His name was Talicha Mahapatra. Talicha Mahapatra. He was a great devotee, very learned in the Shastras. And he used to worship the Lord with great devotion. And one day, what happened was, the king came to have darshan of the Lord. And generally the king, when he came for darshan, he used to ask for the Lord's Mahagarland Prasad. So Talicha Mahapatra immediately came to the altar of the Lord, knowing that the king is very soon going to come there. But then he saw that there was no garland on the Lord. So he felt, when the king comes here, he has to be given Mahaprasad garland, but there is no garland to be offered to the king. So he thought, what to do now? But he found that he was wearing a garland himself. So immediately he thought, emergency situation. So he took out his own garland and put it on Lord Jagannath. After some time the king arrived, took darshan, and then he requested, I want the Mahaprasad garland of the Lord. So Talicha Mahapatra immediately removed the garland from the Lord and gave it to the king. So the king was very happy. He went to his royal palace. And as he was sitting on the throne, he took out the garland. And then he was observing it with great love and devotion. But to his amazement, entangled in the garland was hair, a long hair. So he got a doubt. Lord Jagannath doesn't have hair. From where did this hair come from? Then he thought, maybe this is what happened. The pujari must have put his own garland on Jagannath so that he could give the garland to me. So immediately he called for Talicha Mahapatra. And he asked the Mahapatra, so have you done this? Have you put your garland on Jagannath and then gave the garland to me? So Talicha Mahapatra, he knew the king was very strict. So he became very fearful and very afraid. And in great fear, he told the king, no, my dear king, I didn't do that. He actually lied to the king. He said, Lord Jagannath has hair. So the hair which you have found in the garland is Lord Jagannath's hair. The king said, what? Lord Jagannath has hair? I have never seen hair on Lord Jagannath. Tomorrow I will come to see Jagannath if he has any hair. So Talicha Mahapatra, he returned home. Then he started praying to Jagannath. O Patita Pavan, O Bhavagrahi, O Karuna Sindhu, please help me. The king is very strict. He might kill me. I only did it as a service to you, to the king. And then he decided, my dear Lord, if you don't decide to help me, then I'll drink poison and give up my life. Better to die drinking poison than to be killed by the king. So he expected some miracle. And he went to sleep. And near his pillow, he kept a glass of poison. So that if he didn't get any dream in the night, he would wake up in the morning and he decided he will drink the poison early in the morning and give up his life. So he went to sleep. And in his dream, Lord Jagannath came. Lord Jagannath said, don't worry. Tomorrow morning, you will see hair on my head. Do you think I am bald headed? I also have hair on my head and I will show those hairs to you tomorrow. And not only will you see those hairs, but the king will also see. So Mahapatra was very happy. So before anyone arose, early in the morning he took a bath and he entered into Jagannath's altar. And he saw, actually Lord Jagannath had long cascading hair. The hair went to the Ratna Simhasan, so long hair, till the waist of Lord Jagannath. And Mahapatra was very happy. And then he started waiting for the king's arrival. So after some time, the king came. And the king saw such beautiful hair from Jagannath's head. And the king became more angry. you sinful person, at night you stuck all this hair on Jagannath's head, all this false hair, throughout the night you did this business, I will expose what a sinner you are. Mahapatra said, see it for yourself. It is original hair from Jagannath's head. See it for yourself. So the king went in great anger. He pulled 3-4 hairs from Jagannath's head. When he pulled the hair, blood started oozing out of Jagannath's head. And the king fainted on the spot. And he started crying after he woke up. And he pleaded to the Lord, my dear Lord, please forgive me. I am a great sinner. I didn't know the devotion of your dear devotees. And then he fell at the lotus feet of Talicha Mahapatra and begged for his forgiveness. And the devotees of the Lord are always merciful. Mahapatra said, actually, I also shouldn't have lied. So in this way, Jagannath again exhibited his merciful nature towards his devotees. Jagannath Swami ki jai. So Lord Jagannath, not only is in Jagannath Puri, but is also in Mayapur. There's a place called Simanta Dweep in Mayapur, which is said to be non-different from Jagannath Puri. So there also, we have Jagannath Baldev Subhadra, who are worshipped by ISKCON Mayapur Chandrodaya Temple. And the Lord, wherever he appears in this form of Jagannath Baldev Subhadra, he is always merciful. And we hear so many pastimes of Jagannath in various places throughout the world. Because the Lord in the form of Jagannath is very mercifully inclined towards his devotees to reciprocate with them. He is very merciful. So he reciprocates readily with his devotees. So we'll discuss one story of this Jagannath from Simanta Dweep. So in the area, in the surrounding area of this temple of Jagannath in Simanta Dweep, Mayapur, one farmer, he was finding that two boys, they were frequently coming and stealing jackfruit from his jackfruit farm. So he was very disturbed and he was waiting for the opportunity to catch these two boys. So one day, as these two boys were stealing the jackfruit, this farmer, he almost caught them. But the boys were so clever that they had a narrow escape. They jumped over a fence and ran away. But somehow, while jumping over the fence, one of the boys' cloths stuck to the fence, and that cloth remained on the fence. The torn piece of cloth remained on the fence. So this farmer started doing investigation. I've got this piece of cloth. Using this piece of cloth, I'll trace this boy. Who these boys are who are stealing jackfruit every now and then. So he started inquiring in the nearby area. And while inquiring, he came to the temple of Jagannath Baldev Subhadra in Simanta Dweep and showed it to the pujari. This particular piece of cloth, do you recognize any person who wears such cloth? So the pujari, he saw the cloth and was amazed. Looked very familiar. This is the cloth which Balram wears. Balram's outfit, Balabhadra's outfit, the deity's outfit. So he immediately rushed inside the pujari room and he looked for that same cloth of which this was a torn piece. And he saw that the original dress of Balram, that original dress of Balram, of which this was a torn piece, it was stone. The original dress was stone, and the amount of cloth missing from the original dress, the size, the shape, was exactly the same as this torn piece of cloth which he himself had. Which actually showed that Jagannath and Balram were frequently engaging in pastimes of stealing, even in Sridham Mayapur, like they engage in pastimes of stealing in Vrindavan. They steal butter in Vrindavan, but here they are stealing jackfruit. Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Maiya Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Any questions anybody has? So we can pray to Lord Jagannath on this day that we'll also develop devotion towards him. The Lord, he manifests so many pastimes so that we'll develop some faith. Because Kali Yuga, faith is in great deficiency. So the Lord enacts such pastimes so that we will develop some faith in his existence, number one, and then in his mercy and his love and his affection. So we'll pray, we can pray to Lord Jagannath that we can reciprocate with his act of exhibiting these pastimes by actually putting faith in him and by actually surrendering our lives to his lotus feet. This form of Lord Krishna as Jagannath is very merciful. Actually, the first installed deities in ISKCON were also Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra. And they themselves appeared. They were accidentally discovered in a shop, and someone brought it to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada told that the same form should be carved and they should be worshipped. The Lord appeared on his own in a hippie district in San Francisco. So he's Patita Pavan. He's very merciful. So we can pray to Lord Jagannath on this auspicious day. Jagannath Swami ki, Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Maiya ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.